our operating environment is very dynamic. Weather is a huge factor. Our last several deployments have been impacted by blizzards there in St. John's. So we've been grounded for several days at a time due to weather. You know, logistically, sometimes our aircraft maintenance can be a problem getting parts for us up there. But all in all, you know, we do the best we can, and we provide a good product for the mariner.
When you do go up there, what do you do?
We basically have a Coast Guard C-130 that's equipped with a specialized radar system. We also have window observers. We set a flight track to fly out where we think there are icebergs, get those latest positions. All that information is tallied up by our crew up there and then is relayed down to our office here in New London, Connecticut, where we process that and then produce a chart and a text product that goes out to the mariner. And basically, the both between the text product and the graphical product, it basically delineates a line in the ocean that says it's safe to navigate on the southern side or on this side, and then you need to be aware or exercise caution in this area because of the iceberg danger.
So it sounds like it's a combination of technology, but also just people looking out.
It is. It's a combination of, you know, our radar systems, and also when, you know, sometimes conditions are such that the radar just can't tell us a clean, can't give us a clean picture of what it is. And we have to resort to taking the aircraft down to a flight level that allows our observers to see it, make an identification, and proceed from there.
Do you ever have to break up icebergs?
No, that was some experiments were tried in the past to used everything from bombs, artillery shells to try to you know, break up icebergs. That was a tremendous failure.
Since there are a lot of those times when you can't fly over the area, what happens to the ships during those times? Presumably, they're already en route.
We have a modeling system back here in New London, Connecticut, that basically predicts drift and deterioration for those icebergs. So the days that we can't fly, we've basically got a good forecast for where those icebergs are at. So not only are we looking for any new sightings of icebergs when we fly, we're looking to basically confirm where icebergs are predicted to be.
And how do ships check in with you and get that news?
Our information is broadcast out to them, and most ships plan their routes using our information prior to departure.
Coast Guard Senior Chief John Lusader, who is a marine science technician and currently on break from the International Ice Patrol. He's about to go up in a couple of weeks. Now, tell me a little bit about how you guys got started. I understand that it happened on the first anniversary of the Titanic.
That's correct. After the Titanic, there was a huge international outcry. Initially, that year, the U.S. Navy took over monitoring the icebergs in the North Atlantic. And then the following year, the what was then the Revenue Cutter, the predecessor to the U.S. Coast Guard, took over the operations and has had it ever since.
And we should say that during the International Ice Patrol's time, no vessel has ever collided with an iceberg up there. So that's a pretty impressive safety record. To what do you attribute that?
Well, let me be clear on that. It's no vessel that's heeded our warning has ever struck an iceberg. Ships still do strike icebergs, but it's typically a vessel that's either disregarded our warnings or has had to travel through that area regardless of our warnings.
The Ice Patrol is patrolling the same area that the Titanic crashed in. Do you think that type of disaster could happen today?
Well, as far as the loss of life, I don't believe that that could happen. As far as you know, our different all the different resources that are available to respond, and different things that came into effect after the Titanic, as far as lifeboats on board, an AMBER system, which is a system of notifying volunteer ships in the area to respond to any type of catastrophe like that. So there are various different means of getting assets out there to assist should any type of disaster like that occur.
But it's still possible for one of those big ships to hit an iceberg when they can't see very well.
It certainly is. Icebergs, certainly the smaller icebergs can be obscured by sea states, weather conditions, and, you know, if someone's not standing a very tight watch, they can lose sight of it or never see it before they strike it.
So you're the International Ice Patrol. Do you work with Canada or other international partners?
We do. We do have a good, very good relationship with the Canadian Ice Service. We share a lot of information with them. They also do reconnaissance as well as get reports from different vessels out at sea.
So what do you have planned to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Titanic?
We have a flight planned for the 14th or the 15th, depending on weather conditions and how, and that is a very big challenge up there. So our aircraft will fly out over the site and commemorate it with a deployment of some wreaths. We also will have a Coast Guard cutter on scene to distribute some rose petals that were donated to us for the occasion.
What do you expect to see when you fly over that area? What does it look like?
It's just wide open ocean. You know, and it's actually, that area is very dynamic in as far as currents and weather conditions. And how should I say this? It's the middle of nowhere.
but a lot of icebergs in that area still?
The interannual variability is huge. This year, we don't expect there to be any. You know, but that could change.
Okay. Well, you guys are almost 100 years old yourself, the Ice Patrol. Where do you see the technology and what you do going in the future?
Definitely the future is with satellites. But as far as us being able to do it strictly with satellites, just getting all the imagery in a timely manner to effectively do that is still a ways away.
You have lots of experience doing other things with the Coast Guard, responding to oil spills, natural disasters. What do you like about being up there with the International Ice Patrol?
Well, it's a very unique mission, and it's, you know, not too many people get to say they get to hunt icebergs. And, you know, icebergs are a sight to behold.